Hello, and welcome to The Course of Tea and Dice. I'm Mordrigan, and I'm your GM for today for Urban Decay, The Grave Warriors, Blood in the Streets, Session 2. I have got players, and I'm going to do them in the order that they appear upon my screen. So I'm going to start with Plot.
Plot, and I am playing Gekido.
And then Archive.
Hello, I'm Archive, and I'm playing Shitsukaiser.
And then Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Hayashigeru.
And finally, Loka.
Assuming I have a voice, right. I will be playing Okinayama. Fighter. Big.
We all remembered how to pronounce our characters' names. Absolutely. In my defense, I went for names that meant something, and this has turned out to be a terrible idea. Right, so because Mordrigan hasn't run this in a month by this point, could somebody please recap what the hell I was doing last time?
I believe our crew were in our cave.
Yeah, it's a nice cave, not a shit cave. But you were in a cave, yes.
Fixing bikes and chilling out and doing stuff.
Listening to music, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, when a woman appeared.
I believe that was Maria.
And she was wet through from the rain, and there were more people behind her. And she came to ask if we could help Brother Thomas, who runs the local outreach centre, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because about a month ago, he was approached to sell the centre, which is based in an old church called St. Mark's.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was buying up other businesses. He was called Lucian, I think that says.
Yeah, Lucian is correct.
And that Brother Thomas was going to have to sell, and there were like people down there kind of hanging out, and you couldn't get into the centre, although Brother Thomas was seen going in, and they basically wanted our help.
Big black guy, if I remember correctly. White beard, whitish hair, I want to say. I think that was mm-hmm. the description I gave. It's like 6'4", I believe, solidly built. Now, you then proceeded to do something, I believe.
We went off on our bikes, pulled up a couple of streets away, and walked around to take a look at what was going on.
Yep.
There was a group of, like, I want to say, like, bikers kind of hanging around the door.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. They do sort of give the leather-clad bad guy look a run for its money.
This is kind of late at night, so they didn't spot us.
Good.
We decided, we watched them for a bit, and a couple of the guys were like wandering around on a kind of patrol.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to go round the back.
As you did.
There was another entrance.
Yep. And that proved quite successful for you, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. There was a smaller group at the back door, but we decided to
freaking murder them with axes, if I remember correctly.
Axe them and brass knuckles and
generally dispose of them exceedingly quickly and with great malice aforethought was basically how it went down, if I remember.
Yeah, I think our rolling was particularly
your rolling was good, and they were all mooks.
Mm-hmm. So we managed to dispatch that group and get inside and put a chair
under the doorknob. Yes. So yeah. I believe you are inside. The rain that was falling on you outside intensifies as you get under the plastic roof. Well, I say plastic. It's one of those sort of flat roofs with the sort of black bitumen fiber over the top of it. And you can hear it drumming down out of the sky above you, really smashing in. You also finally hear like the rumble of thunder off in the distance as the storm that has been promising to turn up this whole time has finally arrived. As you get inside, you see that the place has been pretty wrecked. You've entered the sanctuary. Well, the old sanctuary is not a sanctuary anymore, obviously, because it's not a church anymore. Just managed to cover myself in matte varnish. Excellent. I'll be very well preserved. Anyway, this smoke drifting through. There's smouldering embers here and there where people have like pulled down posters put up by the kids and set them on fire, or piled up furniture and set that on fire. Everywhere smells really heavily of smoke. There's like debris all over the ground. People have put holes in the walls. They've smashed up furniture. Over in one corner, you can just see that somebody's been taking a shit there. It's really messed up in here. There is literally stuff all over the place. There's like broken benches. Also in here, you do notice like towards the other end of the room, because you've come into what used to be the old main church, because there's the main church and then there's like the hall next door, which is actually more of more towards the front where you saw all those guys hanging about. So you've come in through the churchy bit. Over by where the altar used to be, there's a huge pile of like benches and tables and furniture, all sort of piled up and up and up and up all night. And like lying around on the floor, there's a whole load of like metal jerry cans sort of piled up around it. You can sort of hear off in the distance, it sounds like somebody's having a party, maybe in the fellowship hall. That's what you're doing.
Those, assuming the jerry cans are normal decoration here.
No, not normally, no. Now there's all the smashed up furniture, if we're being honest, but somebody has smashed up a lot of the furniture and left it strewn about, but quite a lot of it is piled up into that big pile at the far end of the room.
Can I smell fuel by any chance?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Do we have any idea why this guy wants to buy this place?
It's pretty important to the people around here, but other than that, it's not like it makes a profit. Exactly the opposite, in fact. But it is really important to like the local populace, because I think I mentioned last time it's where like people do food drives and like vaccination drives and things like that. And Brother Thomas runs like a sort of monthly clinic, that sort of thing.
Okay. I'm probably thinking too much for this character.
You hear someone rattling the door behind you, and then a thudding as if someone's trying to break through.
Oh, we should find Brother Thomas, or John, or whatever we decided his name was.
His name's Thomas. His Brother Thomas.
Okay, cool.
Can we get through from here into the hall?
Yeah. So towards the other end of the room where the big pile of stuff is, there's a door that leads through basically a small corridor and into the fellowship hall.
Are there any lights on through there?
You can't see from here. You can start making your way over through there. There is a lot of stuff scattered all over the place. So, each of you can make a scavenging check. Why can't I say that word? Scavenging. Yeah, make a scavenging roll. Each of you, all of you. Remember, some of you have got bonuses to scavenging.
Remind me how rolling works.
It's D100 under your skill.
Okay.
If you're the scavenger, you probably get to roll two tens dice and choose the lowest, or the one that gets doubles. I think doubles are crits still.
I've failed.
Okay.
I failed.
Okay.
I got under my skill.
Okay.
Was it double?
I did
digits?
Not.
Okay, so one of you manages to scavenge something. So, as you're wandering through, you sort of, you're picking your way through the debris because you don't want to make too much noise. You can hear that the people who were around the front have come to the back door since they heard the fighting, have found their compatriots not well, are currently trying to bash the door down. But you don't know if all of them are staying there because some of them might be going back around the front to come in through the front. So you pass across this room relatively quickly, but as you're going, Hardwick, which is Hayashigiru, you actually trip and you caught your foot in a leather jacket, which is just lying on the floor.
Okay.
It provides 2 points of protection if you want it.
Okay. What do I have? Yeah, I might as well.
Okay, as you pick it up, there's like a jingling in the pocket as well.
Oh, can I have a rummage?
Yeah, you put your hand in and your hand comes out with a load of bullets in it.
Okay.
Like pistol bullets, you think? But that's not a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign. I'll put it on and then carry on.
Okay. You all push on further and you get to like the end of the little corridor. So basically this is where the priests would have come into the church before, but the priesty bit has been knocked down. And there's like one of those corridors where there's a double fire door, there's a little corridor with windows in it, and then there's another double fire door into the new building. And you get to the first set of double fire doors. And you can see that there are indeed lights on in the Fellowship Hall. And you can hear sounds of people moving about. The Fellowship Hall's kind of like just a big sports hall, effectively. But on the far side from where you are, there's like the coffee morning kitchen and so on. And you think they're over there. Then towards the right-hand side, there's actually the stairs that go, because the place is kind of on a bit of a hill, there's stairs that go down to the office area on the, as you're standing in the bottom left corner of this room, the top right corner of this room is where the stairs down to the next place is. You can definitely hear people in there, and they are, they're having a little party by the sounds of it. They are in the way if you want to go down into the office of the outreach center. Doesn't really sound like they're paying a lot of attention. So if you are sneaky, you might be able to get the jump on them.
How far is it?
How far is it? What, clear?
To the stairs.
If you were hauling it, you could do it in one. You'd have to do a move. Well, hang on. How fast? Oh, you could probably do it in one round because you could move, action to move, and then spend 2 clash points to get the rest of the way. For the slower amongst you, everybody looks at Loka's character. It's going to take a little bit longer.
My stealth
I will also point out that my stealth is not stunning.
No. I mean, even Loka would probably get across it in the next round if you did the move, action to move, clash points to move. But you're not particularly being stealthy if you're moving at that speed. It's like 45 meters from where you are to the stairs. You could go slowly and quietly, you could rush across, or you can take the fight to them. It's up to you.
Okay, recognizes that they are not good at this stealth stuff and looks towards the smarter people to decide.
So
what do the rest of you think?
How big does the group sound like in there?
Can't really tell from here. You can hear they're mucking about, the clatter of cups and such. You could probably sneak up to the inner door and take a look. Maybe not you. But somebody else could.
I mean, we should probably find out how many of them there are, if it's even potentially going to turn into a fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's me to the others in character.
Who's the sneakiest?
Who's going to go and look then?
Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah, I was just
here. I'm just not sneaky.
Nor am I.
Are you?
I'm not especially.
No. Did we not take the sneaky character?
I muted myself for coughing again.
Ah, right. You are.
I'm being too sneaky out of character because I'm still slightly plaguey.
Fair enough. You're pretty sneaky, though.
Yeah, fairly.
Well, I can tell you now, because these people are not paying attention, should you care to sneak up on them, you're getting an easy check, which is plus 25%. So you'll be rolling under 85.
Okay. So I'm just going to go have a look.
Yep.
All right. That was a 21.
Okay. You sneak up to the inner door and take a look. Do you know the thing that they didn't explain? Explain how groups of soldiers work. That's not how I think they go. So you're looking through, it's one of those, you know, like those fire windows with the wire through the glass. You're looking through one of those. Over on the other side, you can see eight guys, all kind of dressed the same, slightly thicker, bigger leather jackets. They've all got like big baseball bats and things. They look a bit more combat ready, shall we say, than the people you've already dispatched with great ease. But they're sort of standing around, drinking. They've gotten into the food in the kitchen area, and they've sort of pulled out the food, pulled out the alcohol in particular, so they're drinking that up. And they're just kind of chilling out, having some time. The whole of this room is smashed up, just like everything else. There are several piles of rubbish that have been piled up, and there's a jerry can next to each of them. There's loads of food and drink lying about. And you can see that just beyond them, you can see the stairs down to the office. It seems like maybe these scattered piles of debris are to set the place on fire with. While you're standing there, you're looking at these eight guys and going, they're probably good, but we're probably better. This massive guy walks out of the walk-in fridge, and he is fucking enormous. He is huge. He's got, like, massive, great big fists. He's got this leather jacket that's... You can hear it creak whenever he brings his arms down, like it may or may not be about to just burst at the seams. He comes in and he's like stretches. You hear the whole of his back crunch, and he pulls out this barbed wire covered baseball bat, just slams it down on the side, and moans about. You think he's complaining that there's none of his favourite drink left anymore? And he's a bit annoyed about that. And the other guys are like, they clearly are deferring to him because they're like, oh, don't worry, man. We'll get you some of this. This is nice. This stuff's nice, right, guys? This is nice. Yeah, have some of this. They seem to be deferring to this big guy. So there's nine guys in total. The big guy looks special. The other guys, they're better than the mooks you fought, but they're probably not at your level, shall we say. In game parlance, the guys you can see are soldiers, which means they're a step above mooks. The big guy, meanwhile, is an elite. He's like a mini-boss.
I'll go report this to the rest of the group. There's like nine of them. A bunch of guys with bats and a monster man.
Monster man?
Yep.
He could eat us for breakfast. Like, I mean, literally, I'm not sure. He probably couldn't take all of us, but I bet he'd eat the size of us for breakfast. He could put me in a sandwich.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Orky looks impressed by this.
Yeah, he's probably about the same size as Orky. He's pretty fucking big. And that baseball bat is whopping. The one thing you did notice, though, is it was real easy to sneak up to that door. They weren't definitely not looking. You could probably get into the room and jump them without them noticing you there.
See, my problem is, my stealth is 35%.
Not against these guys, it's 60 against these guys, because you're getting a plus 25%.
Okay, so we can deduce that, all right.
It is obvious they're not paying attention.
All right. I mean, that makes it doable, but if we go down there and they're up here and we kick off and they come down, I mean, at least we'll have the door for a choke point, but depends on what we find down there, right?
You have a limited amount of time as well, because you can see somebody out of the windows. You can see somebody coming round the side of the church and heading towards the front.
We probably just want to get us over with, right?
Yeah.
I'd be inclined to say yes.
Right, so are you going to try and sneak as many people in as you can and then launch the fray?
Yeah.
Right. So what we're going to do first is we're actually going to come up, we're going to do our initiative first. Remember, you have all got momentum. So currently you all have a momentum of 6. Momentum can reroll failed checks other than fumbles. You have to get the second roll. Reroll damage, you keep the highest. Add a narrative twist. Prevent death at 0 wounds. Or add 2 clash points. If you're
is this a group stat?
Yes, momentum is a group stat.
Okay.
If you have a trait that helps you, you roll 2 tens dice and take the preferred one. And once per session, if your code applies to a skill roll, you can increase the success level by 1, failure to fumble to failure to success, etc., etc. So we're going to roll initiatives first. So please roll a d6 and add your initiative score.
Do we know what momentum we ended last time on? Or does it reset each session?
I don't think it does reset, but I don't think I awarded you.
All right.
I rolled an amazing 1 on my d6, so my initiative is 12.
Jesus Christ.
My initiative in total is 11.
Mine's 13.
Right, okay. 1 second then. So 13 is, what's your name?
Oh God, what's my name? Shizukeza.
Shizukeza. Who was on 12?
Me.
Your name is?
Gekido.
Who was on 11?
Oki.
Oki is on 11. Hardwick, we haven't heard from you. What are you on?
I'm on 16.
Okay.
Ah, someone can roll.
And your name is?
Aya Shigeru.
Shigeru. Right. So, I will tell you then that the initiative order is 18, all of the soldiers. 16, Aya Shigeru. 14, the big guy. 13, Shizukeza. 12, Gekido. And 11, Oki. However, they are unaware of you. So, at this point, it is the beginning of, it's sort of the beginning of combat. So they are unaware of you. Hiya Shigeru, please make me a stealth check.
Okay. I rolled a, number is that? A 3. I rolled a 38.
Is that less than your stealth plus 25%?
Yes.
Okay. So you will get a surprise round. Shizukeza, make the same roll, please. Shizukeza.
Oh, sorry. Roll stealth.
Stealth plus 25.
Yep, that's under.
Okay, you also get a surprise round. Gekido?
I got 39, which is, yeah, under my stealth normally, so yeah.
Okay, you get a surprise round. And Oki, you're the last one.
Stealth, right?
Mm-hmm. Stealth plus 25%.
I managed to roll under my actual skills, so...
Fair enough!
Yes.
So, the first round then. 18, the soldiers. Do nothing, continue partying. Hiya Shigeru.
I am making for the stairs.
Okay, so you go in and you head clear across the room. Are you just booking it towards the stairs, or are you going to sort of just get to them, or what? Or get across... halfway to them?
I'll try and get as close as I can.
Okay, so you can move 2 clash points to get there, if you want.
Right, okay. I forget how clash points work, but...
You get them back every round. So, and if I remember correctly, you've got...
I'll just spend them to do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe quick start, there is a what you can clash point.
Okay.
Yeah, name clash point cost under other clash point uses, and then clash point effects and so on. So...
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to try and...
make it to the stairs.
Make it to the stairs. Trying to use the kind of piles of stuff to...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You make it all the way across the stairs.
Okay.
Next in the initiative order is the cunningly named Brute. He drinks the drink that he has been given. He has not yet noticed you. She's a Kaiser.
I don't know. I thought we were causing violence, but apparently we're sneaking past.
Well,
so...
Hayan Shigeru has gone off piste and has decided to sneak across. It's up to you whether you want to follow suit or if you want to make some people dead.
I don't know.
Oki did make a point that if you go downstairs and start to ruckus down there, these people are probably going to notice and come join in.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess I'm going to do some sneaking first anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely are because you've got an ambush.
Sorry?
You definitely are because you've got an ambush round. Off you go.
Yeah, so I probably want to do some sneaking and then, like, get someone from behind.
Okie dokie. So you sneak across the room. Are you targeting a soldier or the big guy?
That is a good question.
Basically, it comes down to how confident do you... You know, incidentally, that as this is an ambush, you will get to attack him and he won't be able to use any clash points to fight back or defend in any way. So literally, you're going to get a free stab, as it were.
Well, I've got friends. They can help me, right?
You better hope so.
So I'm going to go for the big guy.
Okay.
Yeah, they're better. Bloody words.
You sneak your way across the room, moving from pile to pile. These ones have already been doused with gasoline, making the smell in here a bit heady. You crouch down behind like a table. And as the massive guy, he turns his back to you to speak to one of the others. You leap out of cover, rush across the area, and strike with... Got a knife.
I've got brass knuckles.
Oh, and you punch him in the back of the head then. So, make me a... probably striking, I would assume.
Probably.
Yeah. It's your best stat. So, make a striking... Well, unless you're throwing things, but you're punching him, so...
I figured throwing things... Well, all I've got are Molotov cocktails, and we don't want this place to burn down, right?
Probably not, no.
So, I'm punching.
Yep. But because you are the killer, and you have the killer's instincts, your attacks ignore 2 points of protection. So, he's not going to get as much protection against you as he would have.
I roll below my striking.
Okay. Did you roll a double?
No.
Okay. Then go on and damage.
Modifier is +2.
Okay, bear with me. Let me look up weapon damage. This is the thing I didn't work out. Oh,
they all just look like body fires rather than like...
Yeah, it's your damage stat, isn't it?
Damage bonus?
Yeah.
In attributes?
Yeah, so I think it's going to do 4.
Okay.
Let me check, though, because that seems wrong. Because that seems a bit low. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to... And bear in mind, you can also spend clash points to add to the damage. No, it's definitely a roll. Your damage bonus is +2. So your damage bonus is +1d8. Your damage dice, sorry, is +1d8.
Okay. Ooh, is this right?
Give me a sec. I've got to try and find... This is one of those books where the thing that I'm looking for is not where I'd expect it to be. It's the other direction.
That's right. It doesn't so much have bonuses as gears.
Yeah, so it does damage based on what you're doing with it. You're striking, so strike is a d8. Then you add your damage bonus, which in your case is another D8. And then you add the weapon size modifier, which for brass knuckles is 1. So you roll 2D8 and add 1 to it.
Okay. Where is... Okay, we just don't have that written down.
No, unfortunately, like I said before, I created these characters super, super quickly.
Yeah, and it's not in the cheat rules we've got.
No, sorry.
Okay.
So 2D8 plus 1. Ignoring...
I was looking for a D8.
How many clash points do you have? You've got 3, right?
Yeah, would I have needed any to get close enough?
No. But what you could do is you could go ahead and spend 2 to get a power attack to add an extra D6 to this.
Because
you know he's not able to react until next round when your clash points are going to have come back anyway.
Okay.
So, 2D8 plus D6 plus 1.
Okay. 15.
That is a solid hit. Fucking hell. Okay, so 15 does that, which means he's dropped from there to there. Right, so you burst out of cover, leap in the air, and there's a solid thwack sound as you slam your brass knuckles into the back of his head. He staggers forward, somewhat nonplussed. You've split the whole of the back of his head open. He definitely felt that. He does not look happy about that. He's not down, but yeah, that fucking hurt. Gekido, you're up next. Shizukeza has just opened procedures by making a sound like a coconut being split open with somebody's head.
Nice. I'm not quite as like deadly, so I'm probably going to pick on a slightly lesser guy.
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably try and similarly sneak up and beat someone around the back of the head.
Yep, you get to sneak up because you got a surprise round. You sneak up on one of the soldiers. What are you hitting him with?
Some brass knuckles.
I assume you're striking him?
Yep.
Cool. So roll under your strike. The damage is going to be 1d8 for the strike, plus your damage bonus. What's your damage bonus, please?
Is 0. I'm guessing it's not particularly amazing.
I think it's like 1. Oh, God, I've lost the page. God, give me a moment. You keep rolling, I'll work it out.
I rolled a 5 on the d8.
Did you hit him?
I rolled 13 on the strike, so yeah, I'm assuming I did.
Right, so weapon size modifier plus 1, strike is plus 8, damage is in the combat section, of course it is. Your damage dice is 0 because you've got a damage bonus of 0, so it's 1d8 plus 1 for you then, please.
So 6.
6 total, right. Yeah, that's way less effective. You rush up and you punch the guy, but you get him in the shoulder and his like big thick coat takes most of the brunt. Unless, of course, you want to spend any clash points to add D6s of damage. Do you have any? Because you know they're not going to respond to you this round. And you've got 5 clash points.
Yeah, I'll burn a couple, I guess.
So roll 2D6 and add that to the damage as well.
So that adds another 6.
Okay, that's a more impressive blow. Basically, you went from running up and vaguely tickling his shoulder or giving him a massage to, no, you nearly dislocated that thing. And he staggers forward and whirls round looking at you like, oh my God! At which point we come to... the one who is probably going to do a lot of damage indeed. Okay.
I've got this fire axe.
Yes, yes you do. Are you going to strike someone with your fire axe?
I'd like to.
Fair enough. Who would you like to strike with your fire axe?
The head.
Okay. So, you're going to go for the big guy.
Yep.
And you're going to be rolling melee weapon. Melee weapons, or is it striking? It's melee weapons, isn't it? Because it's a weapon.
Mm-hmm. And it probably costs a thing to swing again.
It does cost one clash point to swing.
Yeah, I have three clash points.
Which leaves you with two, which is enough to add more damage if you do happen to hit with it. Because
my melee weapons is 50%.
Is it?
Yeah.
It seems to have the characters seem to have this great thing of we give you something a large impressive weapon, good luck hitting anything with it.
Yeah, because according to my copy of your character, it's got 25%.
I think those things were before, like the bonuses.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
From the like circle thing and being able to add some stuff.
Oh yes, yes. Yeah, because it was. Yeah, no, that's fine.
50%.
It is then.
I imagine it's not like a tricky or a hard, so I'm not losing anything off that.
No.
Okay. But I'm not getting bonuses either.
So you're striking.
Oh, no. 71, I miss.
You do have momentum you could spend to reroll.
Probably a good time to use it.
I would encourage this.
Yeah, mainly because you don't want the big guy to turn around and punch you into oblivion.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Hector? Worse.
Oh, dear. So you run in and you flail wildly with your... just trying to think if there was anything you could have done with clash points to do it. Precise blow, cost 2 after roll, add 5 to your skill. So did you miss by more than 5, though, so...
My second roll was 87.
Yeah, so your first roll wasn't close enough to use that option because you only got 2 left. So you rush in and you swing the fire axe, but it does go wide. But you are now right up there with Shizukeza, and you do have the bigger of the two weapons. Incidentally, your damage dice is a 1d10, just so you know.
Is that specifically for the fire axe, or is that bonus one?
That's for you. Your fire axe, is it a two-handed weapon?
One-handed heavy damage.
Okay, one-handed heavy is +5 to damage. So
let me find it. I'm just going to put all of this down next to the whip.
That seems fair. At this point, everybody's gone.
Just to clarify, that results in 1d8 for being a human, 1d10 for a bonus, and 5.
Yes. So if you hit with that thing, it's a lot of damage.
Excellent.
And that's before you spend any clash points on, bumping the damage up.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to mention that.
So you've exploded out of cover and covered the ground between you and these guys. You've really whacked the big guy hard. You've slightly damaged one of the other soldiers, but everybody else is kind of okay. They're all right. I'm very confused as to how these groups are supposed to work. But I guess we'll find out. So, the next thing that happens is the soldiers get to go. Now, I need to work out if the soldiers do one thing, or...
Oh, we get wailed on by, like, 8 dudes.
I mean, the thing is, you probably do get wailed on by 8 dudes, but they're not... That's not that terrifying because they're not that good. Plus, you can spend clash points to fight back, at which point, if you manage to beat them, cause them problems. Give me a second, because this is the bit that's not terribly clear. It does seem to be each person the same. So, the soldiers are going to equally distribute themselves amongst you. So you're going to get 2 each. I need another detail. So first we're going to deal with the ones fighting you. Hiya Shigeru. 2 of them break off and come in your direction because they clearly do not want you going downstairs. So the first one is going to use attack line 33. He lashes out with twin attacks. No, the first attack misses with an 86, but the second attack is going to hit. Would you spend any clash points to fight back?
Can I dodge?
You can dodge, yes. make a dodge roll.
Okay.
I believe it costs a clash point. Dodging into cover is 3 clash points, actually.
That seems expensive.
Yeah.
I do get under my stat, though.
Okay, so you spend 3 clash points and dive behind a door. The second guy who was running up on you is going to use attack line 56, which is... This seems mad. Sorry, two soldiers are typically worth one hero. That does not seem correct.
Is this not supposed to be like mobs or mooks?
These are not mooks. These are like the next level ops.
Oh, okay.
So mooks are just gangs of weak guys. But soldiers are like a bit more with it, a bit more useful. But the fight consists of 2 melee soldiers per hero. That's a lot of dudes. That's 8 dudes. 8 melee soldiers against each.
Each of them a potential source of attack.
Yeah. And their attack lines are a bit weird, because these guys have got an attack percentage of 65%, which is pretty good.
That's very good.
And like their damage on average is like 1d8 plus 5 in total.
Eesh.
Although that's going against your energy points first, River. So you guys are all on with your energy points are pretty high. But at the same time, that seems... Okay, so the next guy is going to try and bring you down. He is going to make an attack. He fucks that first attack up. The second... Oh my god, he drops his weapon. So, higher and higher, drops weapon. So the first guy goes for you and you dive out of the way. The second guy is already trying to bring you down, but he manages to miss and drops his weapon on the ground. So he is now unarmed. In theory, because they're using this particular attack line, any other engaged soldier could now make an attack for a clash point. They do not do that. So that is it. The two soldiers on you, Hayashigeru. The two soldiers on you, Shizukeza. So two soldiers rush up to try and help their boss, Shizukeza. They are going to... Well, we'll see what they do. The first one winds up, really tries to smack you very heavily with his weapon. He is going to hit you unless you're fighting back or dodging. Shizukeza's coughing at the moment.
How would I do that?
So, if you want
to... Would I want to do that?
So, if you spend 2 clash points, you can fight back, which turns this from a they roll under their stat and hit you into a you roll your fighting against their fighting, and if you get better than them, you hit them instead of them hitting you, which means you get to do them damage on their turn. Also, they don't hit you, and you can use any of your combat skills.
You regain any spent clash points on your turn. So I've only got 1 at the moment, right?
No, you regain all your clash points at the beginning of the round. So you've got all of these.
Oh, on the cheat sheet it says on your turn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Meh. Give me a sec. Sorry, new system. Who this? I told you that wrong then when you were doing your ambush round. So I'm going to assume that for this round you have all of your clash points back if you want them back.
Okay.
Because I told you that they come back at the beginning of the round, which they do not. So next round going forwards, yeah, you'll get your clash points back on your action. But at the moment, you've got 3 clash points. Should you wish to use them?
Okay. How much do things cost?
To fight back costs 2.
Right. How much does dodging cost?
Dodging costs 3.
Dodging okay, what's dodging more? Okay.
Because it's useful against guns.
Okay. I guess I can fight back. What does that mean?
So in your case, you're probably best off doing a striking. So roll under your striking, and you need to get a better success than them. They only just made their attack, so... If you get more than 10% over under your attack, you hit them instead of them hitting you.
I don't get under my attack.
He hits you for a total of 10 damage minus your protection. And then please make me an endurance check.
Okay, what does any of this mean? What do I do with the damage? I don't understand.
So you've got energy, which is currently your guts. Oh, where's your sheet?
What? Energy and guts are two different lines.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'm just opening your character sheets. Actually, look at the sheet.
So you should have energy equal to 3 times your guts at the moment, because I'm assuming that you don't have any. You should have 3 unfilled wounds, Rose.
Yeah. So you've got 33 energy at the moment.
Okay.
So you've just taken 10 energy, unless you've got protection, which I believe you do.
I've got a leather duster, so 7.
Okay, so you've taken 3 points of energy damage.
Why?
Oh, no, your leather duster saves. It's all right. You were doing the maths already. My brain hurts. Yeah, you've taken 7 points of damage. You are correct.
Okay, 7 points of energy damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. That was the first guy attacking you. The second guy attacking you will just try and hit you the once. He does, but his attack is much weaker with only a 6 points of damage as he rushes up and beats on you as well.
Okay, so I minus 3 again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You always minus your protection from the attack unless I tell you otherwise.
Okay.
Okay, 2 run up and try and beat you. The first guy is going to do a bring it down. So the two of them are going to coordinate their attacks against you. However, are you fighting back?
I got 2 clash points.
So
I don't think so.
Okay, well, the first guy is going to hit. The second guy literally breaks his weapon on your chest.
Well, I mean, that's a nice bolster to the self-esteem.
He brings his weapon round and he smashes it into your pecs and the weapon just snaps clean in half.
I give him a withering look as a free action.
Mm-hmm. The other guy, however, is going to roll damage for his attack. Ooh, 13 points of damage.
Leather duster, protection 3.
So 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Okay.
Then, technically, they could spend some clash points. No, there is no point in them doing that. So we now come to the ones who are fighting you, Gekido.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the one you attacked, and one other guy who's next to him. Oh, that's a D8. So the first guy is going to try some rapid strikes on you. Are you going to fight back or do anything else?
How much was it to fight back, sorry?
2.
I can do, I guess.
Okay.
Since my points are really fresh.
Yep.
So what do I need to roll, sorry?
You roll your striking or melee weapons or whichever you want to use.
Strike, yep.
And he rolls his weapon attack. You're probably going to win.
Well, I rolled a 37 when my strike is 70, so yes. Hopefully.
Yeah, you did. You hit him rather than him hitting you. Please roll your damage.
Since I've only got 1 clash point left over, I might as well add a d6, right?
I think it's 2 to add a d6. I thought it was 2. Let me set on the sheet.
Is this power attack?
Yeah.
2 points, according to the chance.
All right, okay. In which case, with my +1, he gets 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage, and this is the guy you've already punched. So, yep, he did not enjoy that. So he goes for you, and before he can actually lay hands on you, you just punch him smartly in the nose. The second guy is he's going to basically choose what he wants to do, so he's going to run in, attack you, and then back off. He does actually hit you. Or Jesus Christ. The Micey 12 points of damage, and then he backs off.
Okay, so I take off 2 points of my jacket.
Yep, and then you take 10 points of energy damage.
Okay.
At this point, the soldiers have all gone. It is Hayao Shigeru. Hayao Shigeru, you have two on you. You are by the stairs. You know that the brute's going to take an action in a second. What would you like to do?
I am going to try and going to try and kick one of the guys.
You're going to kick someone? Kick, if I remember correctly, has a slightly higher damage. Okay. You choose one of the two guys on you. And, well, there's one who's dropped his weapon and there's another guy. So which one are you going to kick?
Would it be an action for him to pick up his weapon?
An action or clash points, yeah.
Yeah. I'll go for the other guy then.
Okay. It costs you 1 CP, 1 clash point for a kick, but the damage is going to be 1d12 plus your various bits. So, make your attack.
Okay. Right. So, I rolled a 9. So,
okay.
That is under my kicking.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I was going to say he will spend 2 cash points to fight back, but I'm pretty certain, no, he does not beat your score. So yes, you do indeed kick him. So it is a 1d12 plus your damage bonus damage, which is whatever we've already ascertained it is. Oh no, we haven't worked it out for you yet. What's your damage bonus?
My damage bonus is 0.
Okay, so it's plus 0. And you're using boots, which are plus 1. No, plus 2, sorry. So 1d12 plus 2 damage.
I rolled a 7, so that's a total of 9.
9 points damage. It's not bad. He definitely feels it in his tingly parts, shall we say.
Tingle, tingle.
More achy, achy at the moment. and then...
Horrible flashbacks to Zelda.
The mighty, huge critter turns around. Now, he's got a certain amount of preservation, and one of you's got a fire axe. He makes a brutal assault, so he's going to do one attack on each of you. So, first he goes for you, Oki.
Okay.
He hits you.
I do not have the CP to dodge. Because that, I think, is 3.
Do you have the 2 points you'd need to fight back?
Yes.
Would you like to fight back?
It seems advisable.
Bear in mind, you won't be fighting back with your fire axe because you don't have the CP to swing it. Well, you do have this. You've got 3 clash points, right?
Not until I get round to my part of the round.
Okay, but you could strike him. You could just punch him in the face, because you've got a very good chance of that working.
Oh, I didn't see that option. Yeah. I'll do that.
Currently, he has succeeded. Does that cost clash points? It costs 2 clash points to fight back. But it doesn't cost you any clash points to swing the weapon.
My brain is not braining.
Fight back always costs 2 clash points.
Okay.
Fighting back with a weapon costs 2 clash points plus however many clash points the weapon costs. And yours costs 1 because it's heavy.
Yeah. But if I just hit him, then not pay for fight back?
Fighting back always costs 2 clash points.
Okay. So I'm going to have to just try and clock him because I don't have the clash points to fight back. Using my weapon.
Correct.
Okay, dog.
Punch him!
I rolled a dice. The dice, they say, not this fucking week, mate. 72.
Your striking is 80.
That's a different skill.
Yes. That's why I suggested it.
Oh, yeah. I fucking punch him.
Yeah. So, you actually both get the same level, which means you both do that. So he does 14 points to you, but you do 1d8 plus your damage bonus. to him.
My damage bonus is plus 3? So that's a d10, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I hit the man now.
Mm-hmm.
10. How much did he do to me?
14.
Oh, minus 3 for Modesta.
Yep.
11.
Well, that's an attack. You managed to land on him during his turn, so...
Yeah, I'm not going to knock it.
Yeah, he is a brute. Shizukeza, he aims his other blow at you, but goes wide and actually misses probably the best. It's now your go, Shizukeza.
I guess I'll try and hit him again.
Fair enough. Oh, he can't. He's only got one clash point because he's got a heavy weapon. God damn it. I was about to say he fights back, but he doesn't. So feel free to beat on him.
Not with that roll, I don't.
Oh, dear. You flail wildly in his general direction. Gekido.
I guess I will try and finish off this guy that is a bit beat up already.
Yep, that seems fair.
So I shall punch him in the face.
Fair. Quickly.
With a 20, I should imagine I hit.
Yes, you do.
And I'll spend a couple of points for an extra d6 of damage.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's nice. Rolled an 8. So plus 3 for the d6 is 11. What was the modifier? Is it plus 2 for brass knuckles?
Yes.
So that's 13.
13 points damage on him. He is looking very much not well. He's up-ish. Okay.
Right. Clash points reset to 3.
Yep.
My energy does nothing. And then I spend one of those clash points to fire axe someone.
Hopefully. Fair enough. You can fire axe the brute if you wish.
Yeah,
or
he needs to go.
Or one of the two soldiers is on you. One of whom snapped his weapon.
The brute, please.
Fair enough.
He hurts.
Yeah. Fair enough. So you swing your fire axe and go for him. He
25.
25 will be a hit. So go right ahead and roll the ridiculous damage of this weapon.
1d8, 1d10, and 5.
That is correct.
11 dice plus 5 is 16.
16. He looks almost as broken as that soldier Gekido just hit.
Spectacular.
You just bury the axe in his chest. He sort of goes,
that's a point.
You could.
I have 2 CP.
Yeah.
And power attack is after the roll.
Yes, it is.
I will add a d6 to that.
Fair enough.
For another 2.
Okay. He's now more damaged than that guy Gekido just went for. He's got a fire axe stuck in his chest. He's not happy about it.
I'm not going to be happy about the rest of the round because I got no clash points left.
Well, the good news is that is the end of that round. So we are back to the top. So, first off, Gekido, the injured guy who is fighting you, we'll try and work out what he wants to do. He wants to do an 18, which is a single savage blow. He misses. The guy who backed away rushes back in and also tries to savagely give you a blow. This guy is going to hit.
I will try and punch him back.
Fair enough. Spend 2 clash points and then make your roll.
So I rolled 0-8, which is pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, you beat his score. So go right ahead and roll me some damage.
I rolled a 5, plus 2 for brass knuckles is 7.
Okay, he takes that. I'm supposed to be counting down, aren't I? Yeah, there we go. You give him a little whack. He's not that impressed with it, but it was better now. Hayashigiru, the first guy, is gonna do. He's just gonna basically do a hack and slash. And he is gonna hit you, unless you're fighting back. think Hayashigeru is muted.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight back.
Okay, make your roll. You're gonna have to roll pretty good. You actually got quite a fairly high success. Or if you crit, I suppose.
Let's see, what's that? Is this under
striking or kicking? Whichever one of your combat skills is best, I suppose.
No, I rolled a 43. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. 43. So you're, what, 30-odd under?
My striking is at 60.
Okay. I'm afraid he still hits you because he got a better success. He rolled a 17. his damage, meanwhile, is a massive, huge, and throbbing 8. The other guy picks his weapon up because he dropped it. Shuzukeza, the two on you. The first one... Oh, well, they're going to do a coordinated attack against you. Just dropping the dice. They try and make a coordinated... They attack you. The first guy is probably going to hit you. Would you be wanting to fight him back?
I don't know.
He's done pretty well on his attack. You might be better off saving it for the second one.
Yeah, I'll leave it.
Okay, he punches you exceedingly hard indeed, actually. It turns out he does you 13 points of damage, minus protection, obviously.
Okay.
And then the second guy, he's hit you less well, so if you want a clash point to fight back, you've got a good chance.
Oh, give it a go. Nope, still can't roll.
Oh, no. Well, he follows up with a 12 points of damage. You're getting absolutely wailed on by these two guys. The brute is probably nearly down, but these two guys are really doing their best to punch your clock. Okay, the two on you. The first guy is going to just try and savagely mess you up. But with a 94, he really doesn't make it. And then the next one sort of paws at you with his hands because he's broken his weapon and just effectively ends up massaging your pecs. It's a bit uncomfortable and weird, but he basically just reaches out and slaps his hands on your chest. You think he might be having some kind of mental breakdown. He rolled a 96.
Okay.
Taya Shigeru, you are up. And then it's the brute. You've got one guy who's a little bit injured and one guy who's dropped his weapon. Well, he's picking it up at the moment.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to try and... punch the guy I've already injured.
Okay, so making a striking attack.
let me see, striking. So I got a 38, which is against 60. That hits.
Roll me some damage.
That's a D8, isn't it?
A D8 plus 1.
No, I got a damage of 0.
Sorry, a D8 plus 2 because you're using a knife.
Okay. Okay, that's a total of 4 points.
It slices him a bit, and I do mean a bit. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not terribly successful. Feeling might crit. I hope criticals just do max.
Critical is rolling. Digits on the dice, isn't it?
It is.
Mm.
This book is not terribly laid out. Yeah, it's maximum damage. Cool. So, the brute. The brute is selecting attack line. That's boring. It's the same attack line he did last time. Okay. He is going to try and smash Oki in the face with a quick strike to stun him.
Not much I can do about that.
Misses.
Oh. I wish I had something which is just like, punch goes past.
Yeah.
Help him continue into someone's life.
he winds back and he brings his fist straight forwards towards you, but he has trouble bringing his fist back because there's an axe in his chest and he hits you, but it's nowhere near as hard as he'd need to stun you. He was going to try and rob you of all of your CP, but he doesn't make it. So I mean, at this point,
in fairness, that's not doing anything because I don't have any at this point.
Nope. Shizukeza, it is your go.
Right. Okay. So
the brute is looking fucking broken. The two soldiers on you are currently fine. You do have weapons, I believe, that you could use if you dropped back.
I've got brass knuckles and Molotov cocktails, so
I mean it's getting fairly hefty in here, so you might want to risk the fire damage.
I keep, there are piles of stuff with fuel on.
True, but they're been sitting back around in the room.
And I don't want to destroy this place.
No,
so
that's true.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I've only got like 4 energy left, so I think I need to fuck off.
You do have energy bars, bear in mind.
Yeah.
So you could just scarf an energy bar and hope to roll well.
Okay, how do I do that?
So you cross off one of your power bars, and then you roll 2d6 and regain that much energy.
Okay, and what's that in terms of, is that my action?
Yes, it would be your action, but if you've got clash points, you could then do another thing, or you could do your action and then spend 2 clash points to...
I've only got 1 clash point.
Oh. Well then.
Because I used 1 to attempt to fight back and failed, so yeah, I've only ever got 1 clash point, so I keep agreeing to doing that.
Well, let's have a look then.
Because if I'm... do you have to roll anything to sort of try and move out of melee, or what?
Only if they're going to clash point you to attack you as you run off, basically. And at the moment, I'm not using these guys' clash points because I don't understand how they are claiming that these guys are not that dangerous. And if I start using their clash points, you're all going to fucking die.
Right. Okay. Because basically, if I just hang out here and eat a power bar, it's utterly pointless because, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that case, leg it and then chew on the power bar.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to leg it and chew on a power bar.
Okie dokie. You back away and then regain how many?
11.
11. That's pretty good then.
Yeah, that was a good power bar. That was a decent roll. Apparently I can only roll high today, which isn't good for my actual
no
challenges.
You roll real good for eating. Anyway...
I rolled well for damage as well, but actually getting the attack in. Nah.
Gekido, it's you.
Fucking D&D mode.
I'll see if I can finish off this guy.
One of them's looking pretty damn wounded.
I rolled a 21, so
that will hit.
I'll spend 2 to get another D6.
Fair.
So that is 14.
He goes down. He is out of this fight. So that one is now done. Oki, you have a very badly injured brute in front of you, but now it's you, the brute of 4 guys.
On the bright side, my clash points come back.
Uh-huh.
I'm immediately going to spend 1 of them to try and hit this bastard.
Fair enough. You swing the fire axe again. He doesn't have enough clash points to fight back.
57 is a hit.
Yep.
I think.
Roll the damage, because he only has 1 clash point.
No, I'm wrong. I read the wrong line. Oh. It's 50, not 60% for my melee weapons, and I got a 57.
Or you could
spend a momentum, maybe.
You could spend a momentum to re-roll it.
Alrighty.
Because taking the brute out is certainly going to help you.
I mean, it's a coin toss skill check, so...
Uh-huh.
003.
That'll do.
Okay, right. Silly damage ensues. Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, he's probably...
These dice both still have ones on them, so...
Yeah, but even though he's probably not one for this world, because you're plus five minimum, and you've still got two clash points that you could, in theory, spend on an extra d6.
Which I am going to do, because I got a 3 and a 2 on the damage dice.
So 10 total so far.
Plus 6.
Okay, so 16 total. Let me just do some math. Oh yeah, you pull your axe out of his chest and whirl the axe around and sort of embed it in the side of his head. It stops about nose level, and he topples over like a falling tree. The brute is taken out.
Excellent.
The soldiers. I'm still trying to work out if everybody goes. Because the problem is, it says you get initiative for the group of soldiers, but it doesn't say if they... It seems to suggest that every soldier gets an action every time around. But that makes them, like, really deadly.
Is it like one per group?
Yeah. So you get one initiative per group. So the brute had an initiative and the soldiers have an initiative.
Right. Do the soldiers come in like multiple groups? Or is it like just there are N soldiers?
In this case, there are N soldiers, where N is twice the number of characters.
Okay.
Each round. See, there's no combat examples. Or rather, there is, but it's just about mooks, and mooks are
different to soldiers.
Different to soldiers, because mooks are always, it's a group of mooks.
And each mob gets one action per round, right? Which is their collective one. But soldiers presumably are entirely individual?
No, because they all share a clash point pool. So all the soldiers have one clash point pool, which is five, because there's enough of them that get the maximum, and it's limited by a maximum clash point allowance. So it says here, max clash points, 5.
Okay.
They each have a health of 30, which is why they take a long time to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Ajax is facing off against 3 mooks. Yeah, you see, they're giving me an example that is mooks. What I really need is a full combat example involving soldiers and... Because the brute is dealt with now, so that's fine. Right, okay. You need to kill 2 more people, and then they start making morale checks. Yeah, I honestly cannot work out whether it's supposed to be every time an initiative comes up, one of the soldiers does something, or all of the soldiers do something.
All of them does seem to be a little pointy.
It does seem to be mad as a box of frogs. But it doesn't suggest... nowhere does it say what's supposed to happen. I'm going to have to reread this whole book again, I think, because this just seems a little bit deadly. Anyway, I'm going to go with the soldiers at the moment and get through their roles. So, Gekido, you only have one sort of on you. He fucking misses. And drops his weapon.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Shigeru. The first guy is going to come in and try and bring you down. He is going to hit you. Oh, he's not going to hit you. He's going to crit you. Shit. That's going to smart. Is there anything you want to do before he does it?
I might as well try and hit him back.
You'd have to crit to hit him back.
Would I also have to do the same to dodge?
No. Which is why dodging is more expensive.
I'll try and dodge then.
Okay, roll your dodge. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, we may be doing this wrong.
Not on a 95.
He does 13 points of damage to you.
I was about to say, do you want to do a momentum thing and maybe try that again?
Yeah, so you could do momentum. Clubbered.
Do I have to...
You have to take the second result.
I don't have to pay 2 more cash points.
No,
do
you don't.
No.
Momentum is I want to reroll this roll.
All right, okay. All right, I'll do that then.
Okay.
I still fell, but by less.
You take 13 points of damage. The second guy is going to try and strike you. He, however, does not hit. She's a Kaiser. You have backed way off. So the two guys on you are going to wail on Oki. 71 misses. And so does 91. So they... This fight would be much worse if I wasn't also rolling like crap. The other two guys who were already fighting Oki, 97. Oh, the second guy actually just manages to hit you, Oki.
I mean, one of them had to.
Yeah.
I don't have any clash points, so I can't fight back or dodge or anything. So.
Okay. 11 what does he do? Damage.
Oh, that was so close. I am on 1 point of remaining energy.
Well, like I said, if you can drop two people this round, Haya Shigeru, it is you. You've got one guy who's sort of a bit injured and one guy who isn't injured at all.
Right, I'll try hitting, using my knife, I guess.
Fair enough. Knife him.
That is a hit.
Hooray! Was it doubles?
Sadly not.
How much damage do you do him?
That is a total of 5.
Okay. You slash him off a bit. He's certainly not enjoying it, but he doesn't seem terribly wrong. Shizukeza, you have backed way off. You are currently unengaged. You can see that the Bruges is down and another guy is down, but everybody else is still up. I think she's coughing. Are you there?
Yeah. Okay.
Breathing is hard.
Well, I guess I'm now a bit better, so I'm just going to run in and brutalize on someone, right?
So of the people you can see, the one who's most injured is the one that Hayashigiru just stabbed. They are the most injured. They're not terribly injured, but they are the most injured. Plus, there's only two over there.
I mean, that's an option.
Yep.
It's either that or I go and make sure Loka's not hanging out by himself, but...
Yeah, but then you're fighting two of them. And Oki can take it, right?
For a short amount longer.
Yeah.
Then I have to find out how wounds work.
They work like energy, but they take a lot longer to get back.
We've only got not that many of those. Okay, well, cool. I guess I'll go and smack up the injured one, maybe.
Excellent. Go do the thing.
No.
No?
That was a 91. Not happening.
Momentum?
Given I can't apparently roll below 70, I don't know if there's much point.
Give it a go.
All right. No.
Still no. Okay. Gekido. Save us, Gekido. Also, we're running out of time here.
I was about to say, it is like that time, but
yeah.
I guess finish around. I will try and punch this guy.
Please do. Crit him. Please crit him.
Well, I'll punch him, but that's as good as it gets. But I'll spend 2 clash points to add a die. It's a d6. So that is 10.
10 total?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look well. He's badly injured, but he is still up, unfortunately. Oki.
I need to make this one, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
20.
That'll be a hit.
So that's a hit. And then...
You've got enough to add a d6.
15 base damage. Do I think that's going to do him? Is there a way of telling?
None of the ones fighting you are injured. Because you've been wailing on the brute.
Oh, is the brute finally out?
Oh, yeah, he went down.
Oh, okay, cool.
You have killed the brute.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And another 6. So, 20, what?
20? Ow, that is a lot.
10 plus 5 plus 6. Yeah, 21.
Yeah, he gets an axe buried, like, in the meat of his thigh. He's like, ah! Let's They haven't yet reached the halfway point, but they're definitely starting to look less happy about this. I'm going to make a morale check for them, because otherwise this fight is going to go on forever. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I've been rolling shit as well?
Yes.
Yeah. I just rolled a 100. Your foes have had enough of this fight, and they fucking leg it. They high off back through the fellowship hall in the direction of the old church, leaving you in possession of the field-ish. So, at this point, all energy point damages disappear.
Phew.
That is a relief.
That is where we're going to stop. Mordrigan is going to go and reread the initiative rules and the rules for NPCs in this book, because I am not sure that we are doing it correctly. Thank you very much for listening. It was mostly a combat today and us getting to grips with the clash system. But hopefully it has at least been educational. if you haven't judged what you've been listening to, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultsofteeanddice.net or thecultsofteeanddice@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.